much better.
Next.
Music and ecology continue to intersect for me. In 2003, I took a trip to southern Sweden to work in a macroecology group hosted by Carson Rabeck. The rest of our group included Gary Graves, Gary Ensminger, and also Rob Colwell. Next slide. Rob was my ecology instructor in 1979 for a class in community ecology when I was a senior. Shahid Naeem was his graduate student, was in the class at the same time. It was one of those life-changing courses. So it's a pleasure many years later to have Rob as my scientific collaborator. Those of you who know Rob or have worked with him understand that he is a perfectionist. He holds himself and his colleagues and everyone else in the scientific world to the highest possible standards. So that naturally came through when we decided to do a recording together. We chose an old jazz standard September song for Rob to do the vocals on, and Rob insisted that we all leave the area when he recorded, and I think he did three takes before he was finally satisfied with what he got. So let's listen to Rob Colwell on the vocals for September song. So you can get on Prairie Home.
Yeah.
In any case, so I had a great time playing all this music with all these ecologists for all these years. I think there was only one point in my life where I really didn't spend much time at all with a guitar, and that was when I was a graduate student in Tallahassee, Florida from 1980 to 1985. It just seemed like there was so much else going on in my life, I didn't have the time or energy to play guitar. And that was a shame because I missed the chance to play with one of the best ecological musicians. Next slide. My own major advisor, Dan Simmerloff. I described Rob as a perfectionist. I would have to describe Dan as a purist. Dan is interested in playing old-time music and only old-time music. Nothing else will do for Dan. And whether it is the latest single by Eminem or the most recent incarnation of the neutral model, Dan has little interest or patience in what is new and trendy and in vogue. He wants to stick with the old stuff. Next slide. In that sense, he is most similar to one of his heroes, the great 1960s underground comic artist R. Crumb, who also turns out to be a fine old-time musician. And I don't know if you can read the wording there, but Crumb says, "I'm not here to be polite." So I think there's also a similarity in attitude that I can see. Next slide. Dan's musical credentials are as impressive as his scientific ones are. In the 1960s, he played mandolin with David Grisman in New York City. Next slide. Now, in fact, the mandolin in this picture was originally owned by David Grisman. Now, this is very important to me because, of course, David Grisman used to play with Jerry Garcia. Next slide. And so that means that I am only three steps removed from having to actually play guitar with Jerry. So Dan came to Burlington for a very brief seminar visit in November of 2004, and we did have a chance to record then. Now, that was right after the presidential elections, and as you all know, the Kesey Bear Band was not invited to play the White House inauguration for Howard Dean or even for John Kerry. Instead, we got four more years of George Bush. So since we were doing the recording in Vermont, next slide, we called the CD, of course, In a Blue State. When she had originally proposed this evening of music, I had intended to play some of the cuts from In a Blue State for you, but I can do a little bit better than that tonight because Dan Simmerloff is actually here this year. So what I'm going to do is stop talking now and say thank you, and I want to invite up onto the stage Craig Geyer on banjo, and he'll get a proper introduction a little later because he's playing with another group, And on mandolin, please welcome this year's eminent ecologist, Dan Sobeloff.